like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in a car.
Hey, this is All Over the Road with Pirate and Chewbacca. We are back. This is show number 28, recorded on May 14th, 2024. Did I get the date right this time, Pirate? Because I think I messed up the last two shows.
Yeah, it is May 14th.
Okay, just want to make sure. Not that anyone called us out on it or anything like that. But yeah, we're back after a 2 week break. How you been doing, buddy?
Well, it's great to be back after this hiatus.
Hiatus, yeah.
And yeah. We needed a little break to kind of shift gears in life and
yeah
and plus two, like the world just didn't have a lot to throw at us lately.
Right. Well, I mean. On personal notes, I mean, we did get to play golf, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
you know?
we got into golf,
and you know, you've been spending time with the fam too. We had Mother's Day and everything. I'm sure you made your wife some vittles this time instead of the other way around.
No, the restaurant made the vittles.
You're like, screw that! I can't live up to her standards of cooking.
You got that right.
Yeah, man. Well, that's good. So, yeah, we are back. We have a big show today. But let me put in the plug ahead of time because I always forget. I always put in at the end, and I'll put in it at the again. We are All Over the Road with Pirate and Chewbacca, and our website is www.akebonoradio.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. Just look for at Akebono Radio, and then you can send us an email at akebonoradio or... .com.
Pirate's got a question.
You have a question.
Is Twitter the same as X?
It's the same thing. I'm with the old names. I'm still call it by.
Well, I just don't want the fans to go looking for Twitter and the damn site be shut down or something.
Well, it's funny because even though it says X on the webpage or the app,
yeah,
you still go to twitter.com.
I wonder if people go to X and somehow they get moved to like a triple X site on accident.
It's happened in the past. Up till several years ago, if you went to www.whitehouse.com,
right,
it was a porn site. It's not that anymore, but because they eventually lost the rights on the domain. And then, of course, the government bought it right up because people, you had to go to whitehouse.gov. But people are so used to .com that for a while it was like, whoa, what's going on here?
That's some crazy shit, man.
Yeah. And that happened a lot during George Bush. It was during Clinton, George Bush, and even partly Obama. That people go to whitehouse.com end up on a porn site. I think it changed under Obama finally.
Wow. That's some incredible stuff.
But yeah, no, we are at www.akebonoradio.com, and you can leave a comment on our website. I'll see it and all that stuff. So let's go ahead and get into our first segment here, Pyre. Why don't you kick it off with some this day in history since we are, since this is relevant to what's going on today. So let's go ahead and kick your segment off.
Thank you. This day in history, May 14th, 2024.
The right date.
Yes, we got the right one, baby. 1948, the declaration of Israel's statehood.
Oh, I wonder if it led to the problems we're having now.
You're barking right up the right tree here, buddy. Just before the expiration of the British mandate in Palestine,
mm-hmm.
David Ben-Gurion and Jewish People's Council proclaimed the establishment of the State of Israel, precipitating in the first Arab-Israel war.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, that's what happens.
The Jews return to their homeland. And that's why they've been fighting and fighting and fighting. I know it's not funny, but it is funny.
You know, it would be like, we need to break off a piece of one of them countries, like break off a chunk of the continent of Africa and say, all right, Palestine, you all have this. And,
it's happened. It's not even break off, Pirate. The Palestinians have, as a culture, as a people, have gotten passed around to several different Muslim nations over the years. Yeah. They've been in Jordan, they got kicked out. They've been in Saudi Arabia, they got kicked out. They were in Lebanon, and they got kicked out. So they're a people without a home, but, they're a little crazy. And that's why, to this day, they don't have their own country. You think how hard is it for common people to get together and create their country? Because they do have land, you know, but they were never able to accomplish that because they're always arguing amongst themselves. But now it can be, well, let's pick on the Jews, you know?
Yeah. Maybe they need to move to Greenland or something.
Oh, you got to talk to the Dutch about that.
Yeah.
They did move to Michigan, though.
Yeah, they did.
There's a lot of Muslims in Michigan.
Oh, boy. Well, all right, here we go. 1998, the last episode of the TV show Seinfeld aired as it was a landmark popular show, Chewy.
Yes. I watched it off and on. I didn't watch it every week. Did you watch it every week?
Nah.
But, you know, if it was on, I'd watch it.
I didn't get, like, big time into it.
But this is before the days of DVR and everything. So you had to, like, be at your TV at Thursday night at 10:30, whatever the time was. I'm just making that up, to watch these shows unless you set up your VCR. I never did that with Seinfeld.
Yeah, I remember I would see it, like, going through the channels and, oh, there it is. I'll check it out.
I would watch it right now if it was on.
I mean,
I didn't, like, gravitate towards it. It's a funny show, though.
It is. It's okay. It has its points.
Yeah. Well, there is no point to the show. That was the point.
I mean, the points of...
The point of the show is they called it the best TV show about nothing.
Yeah, that's what it was, about nothing.
Yeah, it was. It was literally about four friends who couldn't figure crap out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, 1973, the Skylab, the first U.S. space station, was launched, and Skylab then fell on July 11, 1979 in the Indian Ocean.
Yes, I remember that story. Yeah, it was launched on a Saturn V that was left over from the space missions, and it was our first space station.
Yeah, probably cost $1 billion.
Yeah, they think a solar flare helped with the deterioration. They didn't want to splash it in the Indian Ocean. It was all the astronauts got out of there, but they think a solar flare hit it, and they didn't have the proper amount of thrust or fuel left to put it back into higher orbit.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, because the space station now, the International Space Station, it has thrusters on it, and it does maneuver.
Well, it had a short-lived life. I mean, think about it.
Yeah, man. It didn't last that long, did it? It
didn't last that long, man.
No.
1804, Lewis and Clark embarked from the American Midwest to the Pacific Coast.
Oh, that's those Oregon guys.
Yeah,
the Oregon Trail. Remember that game from the 80s?
Yeah.
It was about Lewis and Clark.
I never played it, but that was a very famous expedition.
Yeah, with Sacagawea.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of Western shows and revolutionary shows with these guys being portrayed.
It's right.
A pretty right. Cool part of history. It's amazing that they did that.
Yep.
1607, the first permanent British settlement in the North American continent here was founded at Jamestown, Virginia.
Jamestown, wow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
And that was pretty much it for May 14th.
Well, you got a little more with this day in history, don't you?
Now we're going to move on to born on this day, folks.
Yeah.
So this is happy birthday to you. 1944, George Lucas.
Oh, yeah. He just turned 80.
Yeah.
Yes. Happy birthday, Mr. Lucas, and thank you for everything.
Yeah, he started.
You know me with that. Yeah, he made a little space movie this one time. It was okay.
He started Lucasfilm Ltd. in 1971.
Yep. I'm a big fan of his.
He was one of his second movies he made was American Graffiti.
Great movie.
Which is one of my favorites because it's good. About hot rods.
And hanging out.
Yep.
Hanging out.
And, of course, the original Star Wars.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yes.
And he made all the other ones after that.
He made six Star Wars on his own. The Disney ones don't count. Don't get me wrong. It's based in his universe that he created from his brain, but he didn't have any involvement in that.
After that, it was Disney.
Yeah, it's Disney. Disney years.
And then the Indiana Jones.
Of course, man. Yes.
We saw the
I keep forgetting the name of that last one from last
the
year.
Final,
the Dial of Destiny. Dial of Destiny. And you know what? It got dogged. I was entertained. Were you entertained? I was entertained.
Yeah, it was nostalgic to be there.
And the special effects with him looking young. Oh, dude, that was flawless. Yeah. I couldn't even tell. Yeah, that was good, man.
Well,
happy birthday to Mr. Lucas, man.
And we got another person on here. 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Zuckerberg, CEO and founder of Facebook.
Yeah, he can go fuck himself.
Well, he does have a birthday. So. 1969, Kate Blanchett, Australian actress from The Lord of the Rings.
Still beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. 1953, King of Cambodia, Norodom Sihamon.
That's a random place to pick some Cambodian dude.
Dude, he showed up as his birthday, and I figured,
okay, well, let's talk about Cambodia.
I mean, he's still got a...
You know, that's one of those countries you never hear shit about. Well, they must just be living their lives and leaving each other alone. Because the last time you heard about Cambodia was during the Vietnam War, and that was, you know, of course, well over 50 years ago. So
yeah. I mean, we were there, and we did...
We were in their country. We shouldn't have been.
We had boots on the ground, and we did a lot of heinous things. But I guess the king has been king ever since he's been a child. So this guy's still a king.
He's still a king.
Still a king.
Wow.
He's 70-something years old now.
Well, happy birthday to the king.
Yeah. All hail the king.
Yeah, all hail the king, yes, man.
Well, and that's really all I got for birthdays for this day, May 14th, y'all.
News items, pop culture, and tech. So, Pirate, I hate to bring this up again, but got more COVID stories.
Yeah.
It's amazing that these stories are still out there because I'm not obsessed with COVID. I know you're not. It's just all the BS we heard in the year 2020, and here we are just 4 years later. As the dude said, certain information is coming to light here. Well, check this out. AstraZeneca admits that the COVID vax can cause clots.
Really? I thought we already talked about this.
This is brand new breaking news. It was suspected.
Oh, suspected.
You and I were called a conspiracy theorist to bring that subject up.
Oh, okay.
So the actual pharmaceutical company, and they're based out of Sweden, so they're Swedish. They had admitted in a court documents that the COVID-19 vaccine that they called CovaShield might cause thrombosis, and I can't even say this, TTS, characterized by blood clots and lower blood platelet count. This acknowledgement contradicts the company's 23 position denying claims that the vaccine was linked to TTS. Developed with Oxford University, CovaShield has been distributed to over 150 nations, notably the UK, India, and the Serum Institute of India produces it. So they had a class action lawsuit. They're in a lot of trouble right now. They're getting sued. But at least in Europe, they didn't put safeguards in place to not allow themselves to be sued, unlike here in the States, that if you got a side effect from the COVID vax, you cannot sue Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson or Moderna. How convenient that they set that up here, huh?
Well, that's something funny that you say here, because remember I did a couple stories about some famous actors recently that died from blood clots and thrombosis.
Yeah.
Actually, some sports players.
Oh, a lot of sports players. How is young athletic people in the peak of their life and shape?
And it's funny that
we're
talking about there's no court cases or any investigations because...
Well, we have investigations in this country. We can't sue.
Yeah, and the thing is that's why you don't see anything going on, because they say this ain't going nowhere.
And this hasn't gone away. And I think the people who lied to us, the people who busted our chops, we kind of talked about that in pre-show, owe us a huge apology for the way they acted, and people I know to this day, Pirate, are still scared. You know, they sneeze. Oh, let me take a COVID test. I was like, you know, you got the cold before COVID. And that's what COVID really is. Well, it's a bad cold.
And I see people, they're wearing the damn mask in the car still.
Oh, I saw a guy running the other day by himself outside wearing a mask.
What the living hell?
And the guy was in good shape, too. It wasn't even like he was a fatso or anything like myself. He was what I call a typical runner's body, very skinny.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a freaking outside by himself.
I seen a lady.
I should have chased him down and tripped him.
I seen a lady wearing the big, you know, the thing you wear on your neck and you pull it up.
Neck gaiter.
Pulling it up over her face as she's getting ready.
Yeah, at Publix a couple weeks ago, I saw a couple wearing neck gaiters. Yeah. I'm like, I almost wanted to walk up to him, tap him on the shoulder. I said, you know, that doesn't do shit, right?
That doesn't do nothing, man.
No.
I mean, and it makes you look like a fruitcake.
Well, just like we talked about earlier, COVID exposed a lot of people's true self.
Yeah. I guess there's just a lot of fruitcakes out there.
There is. Well, I got another one that ties to it, and then we'll pass on to you. This is going to be our back and forth segment too. This one's a fun one because we got a lot to talk about.
Let's hear it.
How about this one? The CDC officials found evidence that the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines caused multiple deaths before claiming there was no evidence linking the vaccines to any death. So even in our own country, the experts lied to us. The U.S. public health regime and bootlicking media have been routinely downplaying the risk of developing myocarditis after taking the vaccine, calling the occurrence mild and rare, and systemically burying the evidence to the contrary. So back to the conspiracy theory. If you and I brought up that the vax could cause side effects, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. The CDC said it was all good, man. I think they're a loser out of this. Yeah. So the safe and effective vaccine is now being admitted in our own country that it has side effects. But luckily, Big Pharma, who Joe said they defeated, by the way, even though they made multi-billions in profits, cannot be sued over this. So you're screwed. But you know what? No one forced you to take the shot. Joe tried to at one time. Luckily, that failed.
And notice that you don't see any more radio advertisements, TV advertisements.
To get the shot.
You don't see any of that
anymore. No, no. And here's the thing. You never saw the official commercial from Pfizer. Why? Because if Pfizer actually ran the commercial and says, take our shot, they have to list the side effects.
Yes.
The commercials you saw on TV was a third party.
Yes.
Encouraging you to take the shot. But they don't have to list the side effects because they're a third party.
They're just recommending.
Had Pfizer done it, kind of like, you know, when you take some kind of eczema pill, and then they have to quickly, the guy talking, you know,
your liver to fall off, your heart to fall out, explode. Yeah,
exactly. So, that's why you never saw an official commercial from Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. But the CDC, the people that the experts just say, remember, trust the experts. So, yeah, guys, I wish I didn't have to talk about COVID anymore, but it's still a sore subject to me because, A, it's still out there. It's not like I'm trying to find COVID stories. And then the truth finds its way out. And that's why I want to talk about it on the show, because I've been told straight up by people that nobody never said if you take the shot, you wouldn't get COVID. Talk about reality deniers. Amazing. Friends of ours, too. So I don't drop any names here, but friends of ours, Pirate, said that to me.
Yeah, I know that they did. And I don't think listeners of this actual radio program are going to be a little bit upset at you, because I think that people are that listens to this show, that are loyal listeners, are in line with what we say.
Well, and I also have a right to talk back when I was told I was wrong.
Sure, sure.
You know, that's what it boils down to. I was told by certain people I was wrong. And it's like, I'm not trying to be right here. All I'm saying is that the whole response to COVID was fishy to me. It sounded off. It just, something wasn't right. Not even just COVID happening, the lockdowns, the masking, the social distancing, the walk into a restaurant with your mask, but if you sit down, you can take it off. Then the vax comes out. Oh, you need to get it because it stops and prevents COVID.
Well, dude, we
find out it didn't do any of that. And it gives you probably heart problems.
It had pussy written all over it.
That's good, man. That kind of pussy? I had to find it for a second. Yeah, just going through the board here.
Finding it on board.
But anyways, what do you got, Pirate?
Well, aside from the pussy being written all over it, you know,
nobody fucks with the Jesus.
That's right, bitch. Steve Buscemi.
He was in Lebowski. That was a clip from Lebowski.
Yeah, he was in a lot of Adam Sandler movies as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like Steve.
Yeah. He was bloodied and bruised here in NYC, our favorite.
I heard about that. I heard he was sucker punched.
Yeah, in our favorite little town, New York City.
Yeah. Just random. They don't have the guy accordingly yet. They have him on camera, but they don't have a suspect.
Randomly assaulted while walking down the streets of New York.
Well,
and he he pretty much says that he's okay, but he wants to, you know, wish everybody that well wishes, and he's incredibly sad for everyone that this happened. He didn't want it to happen to him in New York, but he said he was taken to a hospital with severe swelling and bleeding to his left eye. His attacker reportedly took off. I mean, go figure. There's nobody around to stop him.
Well, they got him on camera. Well, even if they do stop him, he'll be let out of jail the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's what frustrates the cops. They arrest these people, and then the judicial system lets them go. You know, Alan Braggs and all that.
Well, if you're in New York City, our alleged attacker here, he's last seen wearing a baseball hat.
And a blue shirt.
Blue t-shirt, black sweatpants, white sneakers. Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, they got a good picture of him on camera. And he's kind of a big guy, too. The thing is, too, is when I saw this guy's picture, the attacker, he didn't come off to me as a person, just the way he's dressed, that would randomly punch somebody. You know, I look for just telltale signs of someone wearing a hoodie, wearing some baggy pants, and don't turn this into this black thing, the audience here. It's just somebody that just kind of looks up that they're no good. This guy here was wearing a backpack and an athletic shirt. He just looked like what I would call a normal everyday guy. So what would make this guy turn around and just punch a stranger like that? I mean, I don't know the story if he knew him or not. And we don't know that right now either because he's on the run, but it's like, think about it this way. What if he didn't know he was Steve Buscemi and decided just to attack him? Or what if he did know he was Steve Buscemi and decided to attack him? All for what? You know, and it's not like he got on top of him and bludgeoned him even more. It's just like a sucker punch and then ran off.
Well, you got to ask, I mean, is this a disgruntled fan?
It could be.
Is this a homeless person?
But it's not justified no matter what.
No, there's no justification, but you just have to ask these questions. Who is it? Did he piss somebody off? Is it not somebody he pissed off? Is it just the reality of New York walking
around? Yeah. Oh, no, it is. They're soft on crime because they're worrying about putting a former president in a jail over hush money that they still haven't been able to prove. And we'll talk about that later. We are going to talk about the Trump case, but I hope him a speedy recovery. That just that gives me another reason to say right now I don't want to go to New York City, and I love that town. But all these stories I've been hearing about what's happening, it's like, nah, I'm not interested.
Yeah, I got better places to go.
Yeah, yeah. You got any more on Steve? We'll move on.
No, move on, bro.
All right. So West Virginia girls who forfeited shot put match against trans opponent banned from competition.
Damn it.
Yeah. So a boy who claims to be a girl decided to join in this track and field shot put contest. So they decided we're not gonna compete against the boy, mm-hmm. and they got banned.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with this world, man? It's freaking upside down.
Apparently, they're all aligning with these transvestite wannabe athletes, you know?
Yeah, well, they said the AG's filing a suit to appeal. The West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey has publicly announced the support of the five middle school girls who forfeited their school track and field events when they protested against being forced to compete against a boy playing on a girl's team. Man, I just... The state Supreme Court did not entirely overturn the transgender ban law, but blocked it from being applied against student Becky Pepper Jackson, who is suing the state over the trans ban now. Morrissey also said he would press the U.S. Supreme Court to take over the case as state laws, according to West Virginia Watch. How the heck can you ban the girls for not wanting to compete against the boy? There is something upside down going on, man.
It's definitely a altered thinking here in this country right now. It is not the country where we grew up in as little children.
That's for sure.
Where when we had a little league baseball game, you knew that everybody on your team was an actual boy.
Yeah.
And if you had a softball.
Yeah, you didn't even question that.
You didn't have to question it.
Right.
And now, you know, wherever you go, they got these softy son of a bitches wanting to be a bunch of trans, which I don't give a shit who you want to be.
Yeah.
But damn it, don't try.
Well, these progressive fucked it up, man.
Yeah. And don't try to join in a, you know, if you're going into a woman's or girl's softball game and you are originally a man, you are not going to play in that game and have the equal strength of those girls.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's the correct answer, sir.
It's BS, man.
All right. Yeah, well, the progressive fucked it up, man.
You fucked it up! You fucked it up!
Yeah. Yeah, man. All right, back to you, man.
All right, well, here's another crazy shit here. Tom Brady roast. I seen it.
Uh-huh.
How about you, too?
No, I have it in the queue. You said you didn't like it?
Nah, I've seen better. Like the Bruce Willis roast was badass.
Okay. No, I got it in the queue because I had somebody else watch it, and they said they really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and in like the, what's that girl that hangs out with Snoop Dogg, Martha?
I have no clue. Martha. I don't know his entourage.
The cooking lady, Martha.
Oh, Martha Stewart.
Stewart. Her roast was damn good, too.
Okay.
But this one was, of course, Kevin Hart, Jeff Ross. They were the main commentators, hosters. Also, Nikki Glaser, Tony Hinchcliffe, Sam Jay, Bert Kreischer, who's from St. Petersburg,
mm-hmm.
Jeff Ross, Tom Segura, and Andrew Schultz.
And an all-star cast.
Yeah, well, that was just the comedians. We also had Drew Bledsoe. He was there cutting up.
Mm-hmm.
Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski, Randy Moss, he's from West Virginia.
He's a West Virginia boy. He's Marshall.
Yeah, he's pretty badass. Matt Light. Surprise guest was Bill Belichick, his old coach.
Oh, wow. Old Bill roasted him, huh?
Yeah, Robert Kraft, his buddy, the owner of the...
of the Patriots?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Ben Affleck. We saw Kim Kardashian with her good-looking self.
She's a good-looking woman, no doubt about it. Never watched her show, though.
I seen my boy Peyton Manning. I really like him.
Mm-hmm.
And the best surprise guest... was Will Ferrell as Ron Burgundy.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, he put it... He was the funniest of the night.
But it's still worth watching?
That part was pretty good.
Okay.
It was good. There was other people that, like, had... I mean, you can watch some of the other stuff. I just feel maybe they went light on him.
Okay.
You know how sometimes people go light on people?
Right, right.
Yeah, but there were some good hard punches to the stomach, but it's you know, give it a try. I mean, maybe Pirates just being cynical.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So I can do another one if you like.
Sure. Do another one.
I got one queued up here.
Go ahead.
You know Shania Twain, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
She likes to stand naked in front of the mirror
mm-hmm.
to get comfortable with her aging.
Hmm.
She says, I want to know that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
What does she want to know that's there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like looking at my body now.
Yeah, well.
And I'm a lot younger than her.
Apparently, at 58,
She's still looking good?
She's still rocking it.
Nice.
She's 58, and she says she's opening up about noticing changes on her body as she continues her decade-long career in the country music.
She's a good-looking lady, man.
Yeah, man.
And I don't know how that didn't work out between her and Mutt Lang.
I don't know. I mean, have you seen Mutt Lang?
Yeah, not much to look at.
Yeah. I guess she's just checking herself out. I guess it may be if she checks herself out in the mirror, maybe it makes her work out more.
That can help.
Less. Yeah, maybe it's just a... You know, she does do a lot of intense exercising, she says. She says, I'm an athlete. You know, she likes to do all that exercising and running and all that stuff. And
mm-hmm.
she's still, there she is right there, Hoss.
Man, that body looks good to me.
Yeah, man, she can definitely make
it. I mean, it doesn't even look like she's a couple pounds over.
No, I think she's just making a big deal out of nothing.
Yeah, that sounds like it to me. Yeah.
All right, you got another one, brother?
Oh, we got several here. So how's your new iPad doing there, Pirate?
I am liking it. My first gen, you remember, it was locking up. I couldn't update it anymore, but I got this deal from my cellular phone provider, and... You know,
well, guess what? It's already obsolete because on May 7th, Apple had a big announcement and they talked about their new iPads.
Them SOBs. SOBs.
Yeah. So the first one's the new iPad Pro, which is going to have an OLED, organic LED display, which is basically the display technology on my TV, it offers the best picture available out there right now.
I got a question. Where do they grow this organic LED at?
I don't know. I don't know what the organic part is.
Do they have a farm that grows
Yeah. It's some. It is actually some kind of bioluminescence kind of thing.
It truly is.
And that's what that TV is there. That's why the picture looks so damn great. But being the pro, that means it's going to cost more. That means they're also putting in a faster CPU and everything. But they're talking around $1,500, which is damn near a laptop.
Yeah.
But a 13-inch display, that's pretty nice. But then they also are going to talk about the new iPad Air, which is going to be rumored to come in two sizes. One is going to be a 10.9-inch model and a 12.9-inch model. So they'll have a bigger iPads. And then the next Apple Pencil. And there's a squeeze gesture in it. So you do these short squeezes for different actions and stuff like that.
I never heard of an Apple Pencil.
It works on your iPad.
So you just write?
You can write and it'll transcribe to text if you want it to do that. Or you can leave it in your own scribble. It's up to you. It's about $100 for an Apple Pencil. Yeah, it's like a stylus.
Okay.
You know, remember back in the 90s, those people had those Palm Pros, those Pilots. Like, this is like the predecessor to smartphones.
Yeah.
You saw people using a stylus. Yeah, that's what it was. And then a new Magic Keyboard, which will attach to your iPad. So it'll basically turn it into a laptop, pretty much. So, yeah. So we already have obsolete iPads because I have one, too.
Man,
Figures, right?
I thought I was ahead of the game, damn.
Nope. You're already obsolete. Oh, and a bunch of colorful new colors, too. You can get it in purple. You can get it in yellow. You can get it in rose gold. You can get it in red. Yeah. A lot like the colors on your screen there. You can pick one of those colors as an iPad color.
Yeah, I never changed my screen. That's just the way it came.
Yeah. All right. Back to you, man.
All right. Boy Scouts of America.
Oh, boy, I heard about this.
They're sissing out on us.
Well, they already changed their name a few years ago and took a lot of shit over it.
Well,
I mean, weren't you a Boy Scout?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Always prepared is the motto, right?
I was prepared as hell, man. I had Scouts honor and shit, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look,
they're making this big change, and they say it's going to be more inclusive.
I heard about that. But what are they changing their name to?
Scouting America? Scouting America.
Now, I'm confused on the inclusive part. Who were they excluding before? Girls?
Yes.
Because the last I checked, there's a Girl Scouts.
That's what is kind of bothering me. And then I know that they had a problem with sexual abusing, and they had...
They're in the hole by billions of dollars, I heard. And then you know what's happening? A lot of dads are getting together and creating their own organization. I don't know the name of it, but my friend on Facebook, she posted a picture of her son and her husband. He's in some kind of Boy Scouts, but it's not Boy Scouts. It's separate.
Yeah. One of the things that they're saying is that, you know, they've had tradition, and of course they're making large changes after the turmoil that they've experienced over the few past years.
Right.
And they're finally allowing gay youth and welcoming girls throughout its ranks.
Mm.
And I don't know, man. I mean, isn't it okay nowadays just to have something that's like a men's group?
Yes.
Why do we have to have people infiltrate that?
Well, it should be, and it will be, because here's the thing, as I mentioned. Boy Scouts of America, or Scouting America, whatever the fuck you call them, they're done. Okay? Within the next couple of years, they're gonna run out of money, and that's it. Because dads, masculine dads, and it's okay to be masculine, want to take their boys out in the woods and put mud on their face and make them a little dirty and make them learn some of the things in life, not just for survivor technique, just being a man. And the whole idea of a club is just that, less distractions, you know. And I don't have a problem with including people, but now we're crossing the line with genders when an organization already exists for girls, but we live in a time where certain people are confused about their gender and they want to get all scientific on you and sit there and be condescending and says, well, you don't know how I feel. And I was like, you're absolutely right. I don't know how you feel. However, if I have a club And I want to say only Marine veterans can be in this club. I have the absolute right to do that. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's what we are getting back to that. And this is another example of wokeness.
It is wokeness.
And this is going to be a get woke, get broke situation. The Girl Scouts are going to thrive.
Sure.
And their cookies are better anyways compared to popcorn. And I love popcorn, but I've tried some of the Boy Scouts popcorn. There's nothing to write home about. I can pick that up at Publix.
I think the Boy Scout popcorn is just a sissy fest all day long.
It's trying to be their thing, you know, their thing for food. But, man, the Girl Scout cookies? Man, come on, man. Those things freaking kick ass, man. Girl Scout cookies are the bomb.
I want to ask you, I wonder how much a box costs nowadays.
I don't know because, you know, I skipped it this year. Mm. Did you buy any this year? Because it's usually around February. They come out.
Man, I live out in the woods, man. Do you think people come to my door and knock on a door?
No, anymore? But you didn't see the girl setting up a table in front of Publix or Winn-Dixie or anything like that? Because they were every time that time of the year. I get anxiety, dude. I get out of my car and I'm walking into the front entrance of Publix, and where I get anxiety is I see the Girl Scouts there. Then it hits me. I'm like, oh, shit. Because even when I'm not trying to eat healthy, I still usually don't buy that crap.
Well, you could always donate money if you really.
I do donate. I give them a 20.
If you respect their cause.
No, I give them a 20.
Yeah.
I believe in the Girl Scouts.
But you know what?
But this Scouting America, you ain't getting my money.
Here's the thing. Like, suppose a bunch of dudes said, or kids, boys, said, we don't want to be in Scouting America. We want to join the Girl Scouts.
Are they allowed to? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
But why is it that somebody that feels they're being slighted because they're gay or because they had their wiener chopped off or they put makeup on and they still have their wiener. Why is it that they got to take something like an organization like Boy Scouts? It's been around since like many, many years, I think since the 20s and tear it apart when, you know, I think if you chopped your wiener off and you put makeup on, go join the Girl Scouts, man. Have some common sense.
Well, you want to be a girl, you're a girl now, right?
Yeah, go to the Girl Scouts.
Right, right.
Why?
This is going to fall apart for them, man. Dude, I mean, I'm sorry.
Dude.
You know, they took something that had a tradition that taught boys a lot of life skills, and now the distraction is we allow anybody in. And it's just like, you know, I'm not saying a girl being part of Boy Scouts is going to screw anything up. What it's going to do is people who support the Boy Scouts, who disagree with having girls in there, they're the ones who are going to walk away. And it's like, you know what? It's okay if you disagree with the movement. It's okay if you say we don't want girls in our Boy Scouts. But it sounds like the Boy Scouts have made their decision. Top button, man. You don't even know how to lock your iPad. It sounds like they've already made their decision. This is what they want. But again, go woke, go broke. And that's going to be on them.
It's disgusting, man.
Anyways, ready to move on.
Let's do it.
Spotify might actually launch lossless audio in 2024 after years of promising and nothing to show for it. A new leak suggests that Spotify might actually be close to launching lossless audio on its service. Maybe. Lossless audio is a music streaming feature that purportedly offers extremely high fidelity audio via sky-high bit rates. It's a big draw for audiophiles, but not every major streaming service offers it. So basically, the lossless audio is what I was talking to you about in show prep. It's the 24-bit compression, which is arguably a better sounding than a CD as far as technology goes. And it is, because I've heard some 24-bit audio. So, they said they're going to put it out there. But here's a write-up on that. The lossless audio is 24-bit, 44 kilohertz FLAC, which is just a audio file standard out there. It's called FLAC. It's actually pretty good. There's additional notes that lossless will play when available when the option is set. And it's only available on limited songs. So what they want you to do is, if they offer this, have you pay more money for the premium service, but you might not always get lossless audio. It's like, Why am I paying for this? That's a great question.
You know, it's just they add all these options nowadays, and that's the problem.
Well, they sucker you in with the fishing pole, man. All right. What you got, Pirate?
Well, we have to know that sometimes people will open the door for you and leave it open. And sometimes they won't.
Yeah.
And then you need to kick that fucking door down, Vice President Kamala Harris said.
President Kamala Harris?
Yeah, she pretty much is. So.
Oh, boy, that's scary.
Yeah, she's laughing her way and says, excuse my language.
I watched the clip. She did her typical hyena laugh, too. Her hyena laugh, man.
And this was at the Asian Pacific American Institute for Congressional Studies Legislative Leadership Bullshit Summit. Otherwise known as AIPAC.
You know, her dropping the F-bomb doesn't bother me, but she's still a clown.
Just like our
president is a clown.
Yeah, well,
but they want to be reelected. Vote for Joe.
Weren't they the ones that said, you know, like to the people that had the January 6th riots that they kicked the door down?
Yeah, they kicked the door down.
Well, maybe they were looking for an opportunity,
or the door was open for them in a lot of cases on January 6th. Yeah, cops let these people in too.
I was just looking. It's kind of strange that she said something like that.
Yeah.
And comedian Jimmy Yang says that he wants to make t-shirts saying kick the fucking door down.
Hey, might as well make some money off of it. Why not?
She needs to make some money doing something, I guess. What else you got?
All right. I got two more actually. And then I know you still got a few left here, but did you see the new Roadhouse?
Yes, I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's good.
Well, a sequel to Roadhouse is in works, with Jake Gyllenhaal reprising his leading role as Dalton. Further details are under wraps, including any other potential returns like Liam or co-stars from the film, which had a cast, which also included Danila McCloy, Billy Morrison, Jessica Williams, Joaquin Damati, and of course, Conor McGregor and Lucas Gage. Amazon MGM studio chief Jennifer Salk revealed the news at the company's first ever upfront presentation to advertisers this morning. As we saw this spring that the world went crazy for a little movie called Roadhouse, nearly 80 million viewers globally have watched Roadhouse. We like to watch those with the results like a baby. The film was written by blah, blah, blah. But Roadhouse became the studio's most watch-produced film debut ever on a worldwide basis. But streaming viewership numbers are self-reported by platforms. Oh, so they can fudge their numbers a little. But I liked it. You know, I thought it was different, and I don't want to say it was a tribute to Patrick Swayze's Roadhouse. It kind of stood out as its own movie, even though it was the same story. But I enjoyed it. You know what it was? It took an 80s classic and they put a modern touch on it, but didn't insult the original movie. You know, had they insulted the original movie, that would have pissed me off. I would have probably stopped playing it, you know, but I rarely stop a movie though. Anyways, even if it sucks, I'll get through it, because they said it every now and then, watch a bad movie. But this movie didn't suck. I enjoyed it.
It had some good points. There was some nostalgic parts.
Yeah, the fighting was great, man.
I mean, it was cool that it was in Key West, Florida. Yeah. I mean, it was all right.
Yeah, but the fights between Jake and Connor, woo, boy, were they intense, man.
They were a little
intense. My gosh, man.
Yeah. The boat coming through, the power boat coming up on into the bar area. That was
loco, huh?
Yeah, I would have done something like that probably.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was good.
On to you, man. Let's move on.
Okay. Well, what do you think about this Trump case with the Stormy and the Cohen and this?
I hate to sound like Trump, but it is a witch hunt. It is. Banana Republic. I mean, first of all, the charges they brought up on him were expired misdemeanors, like they went beyond the statute of limitations. Somehow they were able to convince a grand jury to bring him up on federal charges, yet this is a city case. So they're trying to bring him up on federal charges on a felony on supposedly paying hush money to Stormy Daniels. But the whole to do with this is that she's playing victim now, but she wasn't playing victim before.
No, she wasn't.
And she was paid for a service, and apparently, you know, Trump got with her, apparently, because I don't know the facts. But now they're trying to go after him for that. And I don't understand, what's the big deal? He paid for a prostitute. What am I missing here?
Well, our buddy Slick Willie, I mean, he hung out with the blue dress girl.
Yeah, yeah, Lewinsky. Monica Lewinsky. Yeah. Well, he had sex on the job.
Yeah.
And on the job.
And this was before...
Being president.
So...
Yeah.
The last I checked, if you're not president, you can do whatever the hell you want, apparently, with this.
Sounds like you can do whatever you want, even if you are president. So what I don't like about the case, it just seems like that they're doing everything they can to put him in jail so he won't be president. But so far, they say this case isn't sticking. Even for a liberal arena like New York City, it only takes one juror member to say, something's off here, man.
And I hope that they see this.
Yeah, yeah.
But this Cohen guy is crooked as hell.
Oh, yeah. He's just an opportunist that is ruined now because he's a convicted felon.
Yes.
He spent some time in jail. He got disbarred. He can never work as a lawyer again. I mean, so he's trying to be a social media guy.
I mean, he lied to Congress, lied to his wife. I mean, he's got perjury, tax evasion on his list.
Yep.
I mean, at one point he was paid by Trump to be his trusted attorney.
Yeah. And yeah, they were close.
And
he said he'd go scorched earth for Trump.
He betrayed him, dude, as a friend. Well. And now Trump is being thrown under the bus, and I believe it's because this guy, Cohen, probably was slighted when he didn't get a position in the first administration.
Yeah. Even if this does go to a guilty verdict, you know, which I doubt it will, but even if it does, he's still not going to jail over it because the appeals court won't allow it. You know, I mean, because everything has to go to appeals now because the process of how it comes down to, this should not even be a trial.
No.
But the judge is corrupt. He's a Democrat donor, so he's biased as hell. Look, everybody has their biases, but he's biased as hell. His daughter works in the DNC in some capacity. This should have never even gone to trial. Somehow it has. So say, worst case scenario, Trump ends up with a conviction here. The appellate court has to review that process and throw it out because it's like the law, the whole idea of court is, did you violate the law or not? The problem is that the courts are violating the law for allowing this to even be a case. These prosecuting lawyers, the Alvin Braggs and stuff.
Yes.
Talk about waste of time and money. And like I said, I think he's going to get off on it, which is going to piss off the Democrats, but it's like he shouldn't have ever been on these charges to start with.
Yeah, I think it's a frame
job. The case is weak.
I think it's a frame job. I don't think Trump slept with Stormy Daniels.
Even if he did, so what? She agreed to it, and she signed a non-disclosure agreement, so she violated. She actually owes him several hundred thousand dollars because when she did start blabbing a few years ago, he immediately got lawyered up and sued her because she was never supposed to talk about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yet somehow... that hasn't happened yet. She has not paid back Donald Trump yet, which she's supposed to do. The courts haven't enforced that yet, but somehow he's on trial for now sleeping with her.
Yeah.
Apparently.
and I'm going to sound conspiracist, but...
Well, there's a lot of that here.
I really think that Stormy Daniels and Cohen had something up their sleeves and they both slept together.
Maybe they did. Hey, she is a porn star. She is a prostitute. She slept with hundreds of guys.
Yeah,
so what if Cohen propositioned her? Hey, can I get a little piece? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Get a piece and
yeah,
we'll get Trump framed and you'll make some money on doing it on the backside.
Well, they probably weren't even thinking about framing at the time, but later on they thought about it and says, hey, we can frame him now.
Yeah.
You know, cause they don't like him, whatever.
Or maybe somebody from, this is going to be very conspiracist, but maybe someone from the deep state said, hey, we know you guys had something going on secretly.
Who knows?
We're going to expose this shit for what it is.
Who knows, man?
Yeah, man.
I think it's bad.
And I guess the big to do, like you're saying, is why is the court so crooked that they even accept these terms and conditions of this trial and say,
shouldn't even be in trial. It should have been thrown out during the grand jury testimony.
BS shenanigans. Next.
Right. Well, no, because certain people wanted this to happen and they're violating the law.
Well, I think people want to see.
I mean, think about it. People who are supposed to uphold the law are violating the law.
Yes.
just like hypocrisy 101 right here.
And there are people in the public that look at this and go, Trump gets what he deserves.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, but really, they're not looking at the fine lines here.
No.
The fine print.
No, they're only repeating what MSDNC tells them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on.
Okay.
The Rays Stadium may be in doubt, Pirate. There was a city council meeting a couple weeks ago, might even been last week, and they're questioning the financial impact of building this stadium because typical rich man, Steuerenberg, he wants the taxpayers to fund this stadium, which is going to be something of, I think it was like $1.5 billion, and that's just for the stadium. And then other developers jumped in and says, well, we'll put housing and recreation and we'll turn it into this big entertainment district. Well, here's one of the to-dos with that. The housing, they want to provide it to low-income people. So they want to spend multi-billion dollars in tax money to build a new stadium at the same location, by the way, just in the parking lot of Tropicana, but also put affordable housing in there, basically giving the keys to people who, you know, unfortunately, probably couldn't afford to live in a condo like that. I mean,
see, this is what bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
These idiots that come down here or come from wherever sideways state they come from, these investors, these assholes, think they got it figured out.
If they would pay for that themselves, go for it.
Go for it. But
they want taxes to pay for it. So the council's saying we can spend our money in way better places, still provide tax money to build affordable housing, but why tie that in with paying for a $1.5 billion baseball stadium on top of that?
No, you can't have your cake and eat it.
Right. Too. Well, they're trying to do this Slick Willie shit.
Yes, they are. And they want this shit here. They want to put that in there to make it sound good. Well, we're going to provide low income housing.
Yeah. They're trying to pull on the heartstrings.
At the same time, we're going to build this stadium for $20 million. Is it okay, public? Is it okay to do that?
And that's what they want.
No, are you out of your freaking mind?
And the thing is, too, is that building a new stadium, in my opinion, is not going to have any impact on the baseball team itself because they are literally going to move next door to a new facility. For you and I, the drive does not change at all.
No, it's probably going to make it worse.
It is going to make it worse because they're going to build it in the parking lot.
Yeah, and
so where are we going to park while they're building this new stadium? They says, well, they'll have parking garages. I don't want to park in a parking garage when I go to a baseball game. That just feels very unbaseball to park in a parking garage. What if I want a tailgate? Are they going to provide, because people do tailgate for baseball.
They do.
You know, I have. Plenty of times.
I wanted to tailgate for the Lightning game, and this son of a bitch has got me parking in a garage.
Yep. It's hard to tailgate for a Lightning, too. But I'm just saying that because it's downtown. But
Well, you could go on the top floor, maybe, park up there.
Yeah, but I doubt they'll let you pull out a grill or anything like that. They'll probably say some kind of fire hazard.
If you're a redneck, you would.
So anyways, it looks like it could be in doubt here. And I look at it this way. If Steuerenberg, the owner, if he wants to pay for it himself, go for it. But the fact that he's trying to get tax money, I'm not down for that. We're still paying for Ray J, dude. We still have a few years left on paying for that stadium. Are the Glazers going to pull that at 30 years? Hey, we need a new stadium now. No, you don't.
Do you want to bet once they see that new baseball stadium, they're going to
Well, that's what worries me, because the Ice Palace is coming up on 30 years old.
Yep.
Ray J is coming up on 30 years old. There's this magic 30-year-old number about stadiums in this country the last decade or so. It seems like that's the cutoff. And I'm like, fucking Coliseum's still up in Rome, man. Come on.
Well, I think there's something. I me working in property management, sometimes I know that insurance looks at things 30 years at a clip.
Yeah.
So when something reaches the 30-year mark,
they don't want to insure it anymore.
They think that the insurance is going to get more expensive. It starts to get dilapidated, need maintenance, cost more to repair. So they're probably like, well, screw it. We'll just start all over again and
just build a new stadium.
Build a new one. And people want to pay for it. And
sure.
Of course they'll go. And I just don't think the demographics is there. Downtown, read the room, people down there in St. Pete. That is all upper income people moving in there.
Yeah, well, I said 26 years ago with the Ray J situation, bye-bye Bucks. I'm not voting for this. And I still stand to this day. Don't get me wrong. I still love the Bucks. But it's bullshit that you and I, to this day, every time we buy something in this county, we are paying for that stadium.
Isn't it like 50 cents or 1 cent?
It's a 1 cent sales tax.
Yeah, 1 cent.
So 1 cent, and that doesn't sound like a whole lot of money, and it's not. It's the principle of it. And then we're coming up on 30 years, and the Glazers, who are the same owners from back in the day when they took over the team, are they going to demand a new stadium from us again? I don't think economically we can handle it, but never leave it up to the stupidity of voters to say, well, just like last time, well, if we don't give them a stadium, they're going to move towns. Said it then, said it now. Bye.
Well,
pay for it. Because here's the thing, dude. That family, the Glazers, they've made billions of dollars off of owning the Bucks now. They can pay for their own stadium.
They sure can.
But they won't.
And here's the, I mean, I like the location of the Bucks stadium.
Oh, it's perfect. I love the stadium. I paid for it.
I think it's a good stadium. I think it's a great location. I think the location of the Lightning is kind of a dumbass area, but I mean, so be it.
That's all up and up, Richie, now, man.
Yep,
it's all it up is, dude. It's upper middle class there, dude.
And that's what, I don't know if you're aware, because I do work in that area around that St. Pete and all that. That whole corridor is turning into downtown Tampa.
Oh, yeah. They already approved it. Some big master plan. All by the docks, the Florida Aquarium is going to get big expansion. And then all down there by those slips and docks, some of them are empty. Those silos that are right by the Leroy Silman, those are going bye-bye. Yeah. High-risers are going in there.
But the St. Pete is doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you go into a lot of these.
Oh, yeah. It's all cleaned up and nice. It looks nice, but.
Oh, it's. Dude, you better make some big rolling, high rolling.
To live there?
Or you're moving from California to New York.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what it is. These people move here with the same salary, and they're already got some change on them. So to them, the rent here is nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the problem with that area. But I think putting low income in that area and a bunch of stupid retail that no one's
going to run it down.
It's going to run it down. What a waste of money. Just build the stadium.
Waste of tax money.
Yes. Just build the stadium. Get it over with. You don't need all that extra BS,
nope.
Right?
No. Nope.
Or how about this? Let's find a better location that would be great for all of us.
And that's my other beef with it, too. But luckily, we're not on the hook for that as far as the taxes go, at least as it is right now. But nothing's been approved. Nothing. This is not set in stone. This ain't happening yet because they're trying to work out the details right now. And from the article I read, the city council is not warm to this. And I don't think they should be. You know, don't make, I'm pleading with the city council of St. Pete. Don't make the same mistake that our county commissioners and city commissioners of Tampa and Hillsborough County did here by trying to guilt us into paying for Glazer's new stadium because we'll lose the Bucks. No, you guys, these people are rich. They have the money. They have the capital. You know, that'd be like me going out to public and saying, hey, Can I get a modest $500,000 house built for me, and I want that to be thrown into the taxes? Well, what's your contribution? Well, you know, because I work, I'll pay taxes back into it. It's equivalent. It's the same freaking thing.
It sure is.
Yeah. So the rest of the floor is you, man. You got a couple stories left, right? You got Aurora Borealis and the Trump rally.
Yeah, there was a Trump rally in New Jersey.
Record number, huh?
Record numbers. It was pretty damn good to see that many people out there. Did you happen to see some of that?
I didn't watch the rally itself because personally I don't care how Trump talks. I mean, I am a fan of Trump, but he repeats the same shit over and over again. I got to make America great. Okay, yeah, I know that. I was impressed by the numbers. I was impressed with how many people turned out. Even a black lady who is very boisterous was basically telling the camera, don't believe what the media says. There are black people who love Trump, because if you watch MSDNC, but you know, Joe Biden did say, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. So, But yeah, pretty big turnout for Donald J. Trump there. And he had to do that on a Saturday since he's stuck in this stupid court case.
Yeah, well, I mean, Saturday people are available to go to these things.
Well, people go anyways, right.
Yeah, and they say
that... Well, the thing is he wants to get out on TV during the week and everything, but he's too exhausted.
And, yeah, and they say now that, you know, that the court case has been going on, he has been trying to do a little bit of, you know...
Campaigning.
Now the Dems and Libs are starting to get a little bit worried because his polls keep jumping up and up and up and up.
Well, anybody who has a logical brain in between their ears can see that these trials are bullshit, and it's all because you don't like him and you're threatened by him, and that's why people like on MSDNC use hyperbole of how he'll end democracy and he'll throw all journalists in jail. And it's like, that's funny, because that's exactly what you guys have been trying to do with the censorship during COVID, you know, in cahoots with social media, you know, lying to us about COVID, about how effective masks are, how effective shots are, how effective one-way fucking lanes and Publix makes a difference, all that bullshit. So these are the same people trying to tell us now that that Trump will do X, Y, Z. And I have to take a man for his word when I do watch about the rallies and the speeches and everything. I haven't Trump said any of that yet. Doesn't mean he won't do it, but it's not like he's campaigning on, yes, when I take over, I'm going to become Adolf Trump. you're going to Zieg Heil me.
Zieg Trump.
Zieg Trump me. And you know, but that's the way these freaking progressives talk, man.
You think he'll have a flag that says it's got Trump stickers on it?
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, if the gas prices keep going up again, I expect to see Trump or Biden stickers on the gas pumps again, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen them many times at the White Trash K.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Especially the one by your house, coincidentally.
Funny. I fill up there, and when I do go up there, I usually notice that they're freshly peeled off, too.
So that sucks.
There must be plenty of people putting these stickers on gas pumps.
There's a lot of old adhesive on there.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't do that because you are defacing private property.
Yeah, we don't recommend it, but if you happen to see one, you could always
take a picture of it and send it to us because I still think it's funny.
I think it's funny as hell.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen a sticker with Joe Biden says, I did that. I've seen another sticker with Trump pointing at the, you know, the gas price and said, Joe did that.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to make one with a picture with pirate on it and says, who does that?
Who does? There you go. That'd be a funny counterpoint right there. Yeah. But yeah, good rally, dude.
Yeah. How about the Aurora Borealis?
My friends up north have been able to see it. Apparently one night here you could see it, but I don't have a good picture of north from here. The only way I can do a good picture of north right around my house is I'd have to put up the drone.
Yeah, I was in bed, so I didn't get to see shit, but I heard people seen it as far south as Fort Lauderdale and Key West.
Yeah.
I did.
Oh, down to Fort Lauderdale and Key West.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. I did see people. I have some relatives, cousins that live, I think, in Indiana or something like that, Michigan. They had some beautiful pictures they posted on their fake book.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't comment, of course. I'm sorry if you're listening, I didn't comment. I'm just not a big
commenter. Oh, you're not a commenter on that.
Not a commenter. I comment on this show a lot.
Well, I posted this today, Pirate, and I put, I don't see the difference.
Oh, yeah, I love the second one. I've been to that one.
Yeah, but what's the difference? It looks the same to me.
it rains a lot at the second one on the bottom there. It rains.
Rains dollars.
It sure does. Yeah, it was, you know.
No,
yeah,
but no, I have not seen it yet.
It's strange that we're having this, but they said here, all the way down at the bottom, I'm scrolling, a solar cycle is a sequence of the giant sun's magnetic field.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it goes through every 11 years where the field flips.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now in solar cycle 25, which began in the 2019 BC before Corona.
Okay.
And it,
before Corona. Yeah.
And it could last until 2030.
Really?
Yeah.
So we might have another chance of seeing it around here.
Yeah, and its peak years are actually the 2024 and 2025.
Well, you know what? I need to put the batteries in the charger for the drone because I'd like to see it. You know what? From your house, you have a good picture of the northern sky, so you might be able to see it without a drone. But me, I got all these trees around here. Yeah, man. I couldn't see shit.
And I've had some neighbors recently cut down some massive trees, so I've got good views.
Yeah. Even with my Vibranum hack, it still doesn't matter.
No, you got too many Vibranums over here. But but I think that's a pretty neat thing that happens. If you see it, take some pictures, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, let us know.
That's a real cool thing.
It is. It's neat.
And so we're going to move out of this segment.
Yeah, it's been a pretty long segment, but this has been a fun one. We'll be right back. So, Pirate, what's your favorite song?
Well, you know what my favorite song is, man. Why don't you play it for me? Florida Man, the stories that everybody around town's waiting to hear.
Let me get all the crazy sounds queued up here because this is always one of my favorite parts of the show because they're just hilarious.
Thank you, announcer man.
Shoot, man.
Florida man whines about his ruined reputation after pulling gun on Uber driver.
Oh.
A Florida man was arrested after he pulled a gun on a Uber driver earlier this week who was dropping off his daughter.
Okay.
Sean Hollenbeck, the father, forced the driver out of his car and onto the ground and forced the driver to lie on the roadway and show his driver's licenses so he could photograph it.
Jeez.
And then he photographed his license plate. All of this by gunpoint with an AR-15 gun.
Holy crap. So was this Uber driver bringing his daughter home and maybe thought he was a pederast or something?
I think that he thought that this guy was some type of pervert that grabbed his daughter, who is 13 years old.
Probably ordered the Uber.
Yeah. As it turns out, the 13-year-old daughter snuck out of the house Saturday night and took an Uber to Pensacola.
Okay.
And, when the father discovered her, she was missing, he repeatedly got frantic, called both sheriff's offices and both counties over there nearby.
Right.
And he didn't get much help from them, he says.
Mm.
So he took matters into his own hands, of course. What would any father do?
Well, I mean, he's protecting his daughter, but he went over the top. I think by law in the state now, if you're an Uber or Lyft driver, you got to have that sign in your car that, kind of like a taxi.
It's got like a purple sign.
Well, it just identifies that what you are.
Yeah.
You know, wow.
Yeah.
Talk about taking it too far.
I don't think he needed to rip the guy. I mean, he could have took the picture of the.
Oh, yeah. I definitely would take pictures.
Or how about this? Where the hell have you been, girl? I've been worried to death. How about that?
Yeah. Get mad at her, right?
Yeah.
So it sounds like he's a loser.
And since he's a loser, he's being charged with false imprisonment, aggravated assault with a weapon.
Wow.
Yes. All right. Let's get to the next one here.
Idiot.
Florida man arrested for throwing beer bottle at fan at a Rays game.
Wow. A fight at a baseball game. That's rare.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen too often.
Well, St. Petersburg man was arrested over the weekend after police say he threw an aluminum, because you can't have glass anymore, bottle into the stands at the Rays game, injuring someone, of course. And this feller, Eric Pfeiffer, 29 years old, was in an argument with another fan, go figure, and the game... at the game, and it started to escalate, leading this guy, Pfeiffer, to throw a beer bottle, metal one, of course, into the stands where the person was arguing with him. So probably he was going, "Let's go, Yankees."
I was just about to say that's the problem right there.
Yeah.
Because the Yankees were in town this weekend, and nothing against you New Yorkers, but you still think you live in New York. And you basically take over the stadium. Good for you. You buy your tickets to see your Yankees. But it's just like, you don't have to be a dick because these people are your neighbors who are Rays fans.
Yeah. So the dude was probably like, go Rays, go Rays. And this son of a bitch probably going, let's go. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No, that's it escalates. And over what? Over nothing.
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 Probably the score was tied.
Fucking stupid. Actually, we won the series.
Yeah.
It's stupid to get into a fight over your team. You can call the Rays a piece of shit. I would just walk away and laugh. You know? I'm not gonna fight you over this. If you got in my face, that's one thing. You know, because I would never purposefully get in someone's face. But if somebody got on my face, all right, it's probably time to dance.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But I'm not seeking it. Like if somebody from afar, if I happen to be at Tropicana and some Yankee fans from afar just booed me, I wouldn't care. I would just keep walking. I'd laugh.
Well, let me ask you, is he a professional player? Are you a professional player?
Exactly. We're not even the ones out there playing. That's why I'm saying over nothing. So screw him.
So here's what happened. The bottle hit this other fan in the head, and it also reached a separate bystander, and it hit him in the head and cut his head.
Oh, caused a lot of damage, huh?
Yeah, so Pfeiffer was arrested and charged with aggravated battery.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Drugged out Florida man arrested after biting off piece of cop's head at music festival.
What is this, a zombie attack here, man?
Well,
I mean, jeez. Oh, my God. He bit his head off, basically. Hey, it's like, don't bite my head off. I will.
Listen, a lot of Mike Tyson's family is living here in Florida. Okay.
Is the ear the head, though?
No, I mean, this guy took
it. This is the side of the head.
It is in the back of the head.
Oh, he took a bite.
And I can see the picture of a chunk of hair missing. The guy had dark hair, and it was just a big old chunk of skin missing. Oof.
I mean, I've heard of taking a bite out of crime. I've never heard of taking a bite out of the police.
Well, he's a crime fighter, so maybe he got confused. So this drugged out man was busted following a horrific attack on a sheriff's deputy at a local music festival. Biting a chunk out of the deputy's head, James Anderson, a actual volunteer at the Vortex Spring Soul Fest.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a pussy fest here to me. Was charged with resisting arrest and aggravated battery of a law enforcement officer. Anderson was under the influence of, go figure, PCP, LSD, ketamine, shrooms, and ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
And Anderson was being a little rowdy because of that, you think?
Yeah, just taking it a little too far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of them raves, probably, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, the event, he got into, at this event, he got into the scuffle with the deputy because the deputy is probably like, hey, man, calm it down a little bit.
Right.
And he probably said, what's it to you? And so eventually he was subdued by Taser. After taking the bite out of the head, the big bite.
Take a bite out of crime.
Yeah. And so, bring on your little Florida man story here. Let's hear it.
Pro-Palestinian rally briefly enters USF campus after multiple previous arrests. So when Temple Terrace, which is the town nearby USF, a day after 10 arrests were made on the University of South Florida campus, a pro-Palestinian rally gathered for the third day along 56th Street and Fowler Avenue in Temple Terrace. I seen them there at one time. They hang out at the Boston Market. But I guess they decided to walk down to USF, which is not that far. The group gathered Wednesday around 5:30 p.m., about a mile from USF. They briefly marched onto the campus 3 hours later at the MLK Plaza, but things remained peaceful while they were there. Of course, they're going to say that. It wasn't much a different story, though, Tuesday, when the protest in the same area on campus was dispersed by law enforcement using tear gas. Officials says the protest was no longer considered peaceful. So just after 5 p.m. on Tuesday, the cops moved in to disperse the crowd, and they hit them with tear gas and even purports of shots fired with rubber bullets. Wednesday marked the third day of the protests, and they rallied at near the campus. 13 arrests were made surrounding the protests, which were three taken into custody during Monday's rally. Victoria Hinckley, a senior at USF, said she was supposed to graduate this Saturday, but now this is not happening. She says, quote, after organizing a protest for Palestine on campus, I've been suspended. I've been trespassed from campus. Boo, shame, shame. So the USF suspended her for organizing the Palestinian protest.
Let me ask you, is she Palestinian? I mean, what the hell does
who knows? Who knows? Yeah.
Why do these people even give a damn?
Yeah. But then there was one person arrested. They found, there were plenty of arrests, but they found one guy that had a piece on him.
Nice.
Not a piece. He had a piece on him.
He didn't have a piece on him.
Which violates USF's gun-free zone laws as well.
Well, yeah, it's a state university.
Yeah, so it's it's a gun-free zone.
Do not bring guns on campus.
So, yeah, so crazy thing happening at my alma mater. And a quick one to throw on you for a headline. I'll throw it back to you. Florida woman claims she only drank at a red light and stop sign, never while driving, after being arrested for a DUI.
I can imagine.
So she wasn't drinking and driving. She was drinking when she was stopped. There's a difference.
There sure is. That's a big difference.
Yeah. Let me throw it back to you, Pirate.
Florida man had murder on his mind, so he got a tractor and attacked a college dorm.
What, at Farm College?
No, this is far from it. This is in Key West.
Okay.
So a golf course groundskeeper drove a tractor. So he took the tractor from the groundskeeping building at the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And he drove it through a dormitory lobby and then destroyed the plumbing of the building.
Wow.
Ethan Lane, 22 years old, was charged with aggravated assault, burglary. Yeah, burglary. Jeff, grand theft. What the hell? Grand theft of a vehicle, mischief of attempted murder of a law enforcement officer, and two more counts of additional murder.
Sounds like a bad dude.
It sounds like this guy is just, man, he's having a bad night.
Yeah.
Lane is being held in the Monroe County Jail without any bond at all whatsoever. And let's tell you how it happened.
Are you sure we're talking about the same people?
Yes, we are. Around 6 p.m., Lane drove the tractor 1 mile from the Key West Golf Club to the College of Florida Keys. So he's just cruising down the road. Yeah. He's just cruising, man.
He didn't give a fuck.
No. Who the fuck are you, man?
And he drove the tractor through the lobby door. Then he used the bucket of the truck of the tractor, you know, the big bucket. And there was some piping on the wall, and he busted it, broke it, and water's going everywhere.
Well, he's gonna have to fix all that.
No, he did more. He then backed out of the building and used his bucket to flip a pickup truck in the parking lot. And he smashed an occupied car with a father and a daughter in it.
Jeez.
And smashed the hood of a police car in which the deputy decided to fire a round.
Golly, man.
Yeah.
He ain't done yet?
Yeah, Lane then, after getting fired at, evaded, and he was quickly apprehended.
How do you get away on a tractor?
He just jumped off the tractor.
Oh, okay. Because yeah, they're not fast running.
Well, I think evaded. I
probably ran.
Evaded on foot is what
okay.
I should have said.
Okay.
And then, please note, per standard, FDLE is investigating as a police officer fired his gun.
Yeah, because he discharged.
Oh, boy. Does he really need to be investigated?
I know. It's pretty obvious there.
I mean, the tractor was coming at him and smashed the hood of his damn patrol car. I mean,
Right.
trying to get killed here. And that is...
No, it's not.
That is not. We have
one more.
Chewbacca has a story here.
Naked Florida woman...
Uh-huh.
24 years old, arrested after breaking into the neighbor's home naked.
Oh, let me see a picture of her.
She's actually not bad looking. Yeah. She's kind of cute.
Yeah, not all right.
So Haley Blunt, you know some Haleys in your life that are having problems, is facing charges of burglary, criminal mischief and child neglect, authorities said in a news release. The incident happened at 11:56 p.m. on May the 1st at Lake City Home in Northwest Huntsborough Street. This is in Orlando. Officers responded to the home after the victim dialing 911 to report a burglary in progress. The victim told police they heard something knocking on the front door, but when they asked who was there, no one would answer. The person later identified as Haley Blunt went to the home sliding glass door and began to knock, but would not say who she was since she was asked. The victim was reportedly on the phone with 911 dispatch when Blunt broke a window in the residence and went inside. Then when the victim left the home and met with arriving officers in the yard, when police approached the front door, they found Blunt nude and bleeding from injuries she sustained while breaking the windows. She was taken to a local hospital for treatment and then later booked into the Columbus County Jail, and they stopped off at Target to get her some clothes. Made up that last part there. Investigator also learned Blunt, who lived in a nearby residency, left her two young children home unsupervised, which led to her child neglect charge. The children were found safe at home and were later turned over to family members. Blunt is now being held in jail without a bond. Man, she is too young to be acting a fool like that. And then to find out she's a mom. That's crazy, man.
Well, to each their own, man.
Yeah. Now you can wrap it up, dear sir.
So that is the stories you all wanted to hear in Florida. Thank you very much.
All right, folks. Well, that'll get us to the end of the show. I'm glad you guys stayed and listened and heard all our rants and raves and our laughs and our funny stuff. But, yeah, let me throw in the plug again. We are all over the road with Pyre and Chewbacca, and you can listen to us at AcabonoRadio.com. Look for at Acabono Radio on X, Twitter. Same difference. And we're on Facebook or Fakebook, as Pirate calls it. Just look for the show All Over the Road with Pirate and Chewbacca. But this week's song is a classic. Hard to say that these days, but it is true. It is from the band Def Leppard. You like Def Leppard, Pirate?
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. Well, they just recently remastered their 1983 classic album Pyromania into the 24-bit category. And it sounds pretty amazing, man. I mean, it sounds good, but I picked Rock of Ages, and this song always reminds me of a few things. Obviously, it reminds me of the 80s, but it also reminds me of MTV, because they did have a video, and every time I went to Brandon Skateland, they'd play this song. Did you go to Skateland at all?
Never did.
Never did? Well, now it's Astro Skate. It's improved, though. It's pretty much the same place, just improved.
Nah, man, that wasn't cool for me to go to that place, bro. What,
that wasn't cool for you? No. So I guess I wasn't cool for going to that place?
I would have never got caught dead being there, brother. That was not my cup of tea, man. That was not my crowd. You know, sorry it was a long show, listeners.
That's all right. We haven't done this in a couple weeks, we had a lot to talk about. Yeah, I actually had another segment I'm going to hold off for another time, just in the interest of time. I didn't want to drag it out any further.
And unfortunately, with graduations and this stuff going on, next week we will be on a hiatus.
We try to keep it with a week, but sometimes it'll go 2 weeks, sometimes it'll go 3 weeks. No set schedule.
Yeah, but just wanted to let everybody know that you know, we're always trying to find good stories, and Chewy's trying to find good segments, and we're gonna just let it ride from here.
All right, y'all take care.
Oh.